The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration released their draft catch share policy today. The policy encourages fishery management councils around the country to adopt catch share programs like the ones already in place for the Bering Sea crab and pollock fisheries, where the total allowable catch is divided into shares.
What this new policy is doing is urging every council to actively consider catch shares for different fisheries.
NOAA Administrator Dr. Jane Lubchenco spoke with reporters over a teleconference today. She says that worldwide studies have shown that catch share programs help rebuild ailing fisheries better than traditional management systems. They can also increase the value of the catch. NOAA estimates that catch shares can increase the dockside value of seafood by $2.2 billion. NOAA is giving a set of guidelines on how to set up the programs, but each regional fishery council will tailor the catch share programs to their specific fisheries.
The devil is in the design, and the benefit is in the design. And the point is that it's important to get the design right, which is why we're spending a fair amount of time thinking about what should the guidance to the councils be, what are the best lessons learned, how can they be designed to have the best possible outcomes for fish and for fishermen, as well as the health of oceans.
Though catch share programs may raise the overall value of a fishery, they can also cause many people to lose their jobs. For example, crab rationalization in the Bering Sea led the fleet size to drop from 250 boats to 70, meaning many crew members lost their positions. Lubchenco says catch shares lead to fewer jobs, but better jobs, and help to stabilize local economies.
The purpose of catch shares is to help put those fisheries that are appropriate for catch share management on a better path to sustainability. And in some cases, that's going to mean fewer boats or fewer fishing jobs simply because there has been too much in the past. The goal is not to sustain the level of fishing that's happening now. The goal is to transition to a level that can be sustained and healthy through time.
She says the programs also make it beneficial for fishermen to help protect the resources. The draft catch share policy will be open for public comments until April 10th. 13 fisheries in the U.S. currently use catch share programs. 6 of those are in Alaska.